So we can drill over here. Yeehaw! And here. And here.
Welcome back to Eco Talk. And that is, of course, our theme song for this show. And that is The Climate Mash, done by the original artist. If you recognize that voice, it's Bobby Boris Pickett coming out of retirement because he's so concerned about climate chaos. He wanted to record that song and just in time. In this segment, we're going to focus on the very latest assault, this one on the National Park System. Scott Silver is joining us. He's the executive director of Wild Wilderness. You know, this would be a joke if it wasn't so serious. You know, it's our air, our water, our food, our forests, now our parks. What's at stake here?
What's at stake is the future of our national park system and whether they will continue to be America's crown jewels or whether they'll be turned into playgrounds largely for the interests of motorized recreation and the profit of the commercial recreation and tourism industry.
Now, I understand that there's an attempt to commercialize, privatize, politicize, and motorize the parks. How did this opportunity arise?
Well, it's actually been a process that's been developing for many years. The travel tourism industry and the motorized recreation industry have looked at the parks as an opportunity that could become very profitable and could provide a lot of recreational opportunities for a particular group of recreation interests, those who like to jet ski, those who like to snowmobile, and that sort of thing. There has been a lot of collaboration between the industry and the political process, specifically the Bush administration, to bring about changes, and they're all hitting suddenly, all at once.
Now, are they using as an excuse to bring about these changes the fact that there just isn't enough ways to make money to support the national park system? Of course, it probably is underfunded, like all of our natural resource treasures.
Well, underfunding is definitely an issue, but it really stems more from Ronald Reagan's policy of starving the beast. We have been systematically underfunding our public lands to create opportunities to commercialize them and to privatize them. And certainly the issue before the national parks right now is the coming together of policies that are both ideological with regard to privatization and the recreation industry's efforts to change the look and feel and use of the public lands.
Now, Paul Hoffman, who is a Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Interior Department, is a key player in this fight. What has he done to alarm you?
Right. Well, Paul Hoffman is the Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Interior. He's a former Chamber of Commerce, head of the Chamber of Commerce from Cody, Wyoming. And he has basically proposed a total rewrite of the National Park Service's rules. And those rules do get a periodic review, typically every 10 or 15 years, so they were completely revised in 2001, and there's no need to do so now. What's at issue is the mission of the National Park Service, since the service was established in 1916, has been primarily to conserve and preserve the natural treasures of our park lands, and secondarily, and only to the extent that it does not impair the primary mission of conservation, the mission of the National Park Service is to provide for the enjoyment of those treasures. What Paul Hoffman has proposed doing is turning that on its head. He is concerned that the parks are anti-enjoyment, is the word he likes to use.
Trees aren't enough, huh? Beauty isn't enough.
That's right. But it's anti-enjoyment only if you have to enjoy it on the back of a snowmobile or on the seat of a jet ski. I mean, the parks are loved by all Americans. They're loved by people all over the world. But the proposed rule change would be to put recreation above all else and commercial recreation at the very top of the heap.
So any American concerned about protecting America's public lands and parks, what can they do?
Well, fortunately, the threat to our national parks has not gone unnoticed by our media. I would say the best thing that people can do is to write letters, not just to their congressman, but letters to the editor are extremely effective. Fortunately, with regard to this policy rule change, there is a 90-day public comment period. And if anyone goes to the National Park Service's website, which is nps.gov, a click or two will get you to an opportunity to send in comments. It is always good to do so, but I would just say that the Department of Interior has been pretty darn awful about not paying attention to what the people say, and they will ignore public comments. The best approach is to take this directly to Congress and to the public.
I understand many Park Service retirees have joined this effort to save the parks as they are.
We are so thankful that a group organized about 3 years ago called the Coalition of National Park Service Retirees, they saw that there was a void in the watchdogging of the parks and the protection of the parks. There are now over 435 retired Park Service people, many of them high-level directors and assistant directors, and they have done a magnificent job of trying to remind the current Park Service employees of the mission that those people are employed by us to protect.
I wonder if you could ask the 96% of people who visit the parks if they have any problem with enjoying them.
I think the vast majority of Americans love our parks. But there really has been an effort, and I'm going to throw a few names out. There are people who are involved in making this happen, and the names are things like the Western States Tourism Policy Council, the National Alliance of Gateway Communities, the American Recreation Coalition, and the Tourism Industry Association of America. Those four lobby groups are really the force that's behind this change, and it is only for their benefit that this process is now taking place.
I should mention that 96% of people polled after visiting a national park said they enjoyed the experience and had no complaints, maybe other than those loud motorized vehicles.
Oh, absolutely. And the 96 people who enjoy it now would have their experience greatly diminished if the air over the parks was filled with helicopters and the smells were the smells of two-stroke engines.
We're running out of time, Scott. Is there a website quickly?
Well, to learn more, people should go to www.wildwilderness.org.
Thank you, and go out and have a great green.
If you've recently become an estate heir, you should know that the program